The bill is called the Sea Alaska Native Land Entitlement Finalization Act and was introduced in the House and Senate last year by Alaska's congressional delegation. The Regional Native Corporation is still entitled to up to 85,000 acres of Southeast Alaska land under the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA, that created the Native Corporations. The 2009 bill would allow Sea Alaska to select from lands outside of the withdrawal areas spelled out in that original ANCSA bill. Petersburg resident Mike Bangs told the City Council it would mean privatization of Tongass National Forest land on northern Prince of Wales and part of Kosciuszko Island.
These lands are federal public lands, and they're eroded. They've been used for logging. They have old growth reserves. They're used for hunting, fishing, subsistence uses by all of us here in Southeast. And what this proposes to do is to convey that land over to Sea Alaska, which then would become private land.
Bangs said tax dollars have supported Forest Service management of the Tongass lands, with some of it holding second growth timber.
We paid to thin these lands. We paid to put the roads, maintain the log facilities, the log dumps, and now what they're proposing to do is to give these lands to private corporation. And I really have a problem with it.
Krupanoff resident and KFSK board member Joan Kautzer said she moved to Point Baker as a teenager and raised two kids there. She said allowing the corporation to select the lands around Point Baker would be crushing to people who live there.
Sea Alaska's record of land stewardship is abysmal. Sea Alaska's idea of forest management is to clear-cut its way through it, export it in the round, and leave nothing behind for fish, wildlife, or the future generations of people in the vicinity. It's going to take a heck of a lot more than $1 million in restoration funds to undo what they've done to their lands.
Kautzer urged Petersburg City Council to voice its opposition to the bill.
Please take a stand of solidarity with Prince of Wales and on behalf of the region and pass a resolution in opposition to this bill. If nothing else, please ask for hearings, because this is the first time I've been able to speak in public about this, and it's really important. And our senator needs to know that we care deeply about the federal lands in our region and that they aren't up for grabs.
Area residents are concerned they would lose access to the lands and lose subsistence hunting and fishing areas and opportunity. Point Baker resident Don Hernandez also asked for a resolution in opposition to the bill. He said Point Baker wrote a letter of opposition and later met with corporation representatives.
We came away from that meeting. We were not satisfied at all with any of the concessions that they agreed to put into the bill. And yet we hear, you know, on the news that they are working with communities to resolve issues. And let me just tell you, anything they have done to resolve our issues have been totally inadequate.
Hernandez used the example of concerns over future public access to the lands.
They grant you access, and then later on in the bill, they put provisions saying that they take away access for a number of reasons, which of course would be very easy to do.
Hernandez is calling for the congressional delegation to hold the bill until Alaska's two senators and one congressman can hold public hearings in Southeast rather than meetings held by the corporation. Area residents are worried the legislation could be attached to a catch-all omnibus bill and passed this year without any further separate public scrutiny. Several who testified said they preferred that Sea Alaska would stick to the withdrawal areas from the 1971 legislation. The lands currently available to the corporation are near existing Sea Alaska lands around Craig, Heidelberg, Ketchikan, Cake, Kasan, and Yakutat. Not all who testified Monday were opposed to the bill. Petersburg resident Harold Medallin Jr. said he had no problem with the corporation selecting from any public land in Southeast.
I think it's pretty petty to complain about these people getting a little bit of land any place they want it. I mean, it got taken from them in the first place.
Corporate officials say they need the new legislation to continue timber harvest in Southeast Alaska. Sea Alaska Director Byron Malott testified before a Senate subcommittee last fall that the corporation did not want to select old-growth timber and intact watersheds in the existing withdrawal areas. Malott said the legislation focuses on more appropriate selection areas, largely second growth and already eroded areas, in addition to native sacred sites. The corporation also says it will allow public access on the selected lands, but says it may restrict that access during timber cutting operations. The 2009 bill would also allow the corporation to select 46 other parcels around Southeast for possible tourism opportunities, renewable energy, or aquaculture. It would also allow for selection of 3 trade and migration routes. One runs between Portage Bay and Duncan Canal on Kuprinoff Island. A second runs from the Bay of Pillars to Port Camden on Kiu Island. Petersburg's council did not consider any resolution on the legislation Monday, but may during a future meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.